This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, I'm looking at a sign that says, welcome to the Utah Data Center. This is where they store information about us. And then below the welcome to the Utah Data Center, it says, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Where have we heard that kind of language before?
So you ready for the rest of the good news I have?
I am ready. I'm ready.
I'm going to continue down the financial section for today because it's a lead up to talking about the election results. We have bonds down $1 trillion and 5% bonds coming. And in fact, we just heard over the news break that the bond yields are going up. And whenever the yields go up, the value of the bonds themselves go down. It's an inverse relationship. It's mathematical. That's the way the bond market works. It's different than the stock market in that respect. And since the election, over $1 trillion in bond losses. It's the worst price decline in bonds since the 1981 market crash, and it looks like it might even be getting worse. And if you think that's bad enough, keep in mind all those trillions of dollars worth of derivatives, and as near as we can tell, it's about $500 trillion worth of derivatives are bets on interest rates. And if those start getting triggered with these changes in interest rates, things can start rolling downhill rather quickly. And if that's not enough to concern you with just what's happening now, Greenspan predicts bond yields rising as high as 5%, which is still, I'd say, a little bit below normal. And what's the implications of that? Well, one, we just talked about it crashes the bond market. But two, we're financing the debt of the federal government at a very low rate. And they're being financed mostly with short-term debt. So it turns over rather quickly. So changes in interest rates start having an effect faster than most people would expect. And just to use round numbers, a $20 trillion federal debt, financing that debt at 5% interest is a whole $1 trillion a year just to pay the interest. And that gets awfully darn close to what the government brings in personal business, or just the personal income taxes. It gets unsustainable quickly. We've reported that the last fiscal year that the government went an additional $1 trillion into debt. And it's not just that debt. It's like I say, we have several trillion dollars that comes up for renewal. So it's not just $1 trillion they're having to finance for the year. It's several trillion, and that doesn't even count the trillions in business debt that is rolled over. So if the credit market seizes up or even just increases interest rates, that has a big ripple throughout the entire economy.
I was thinking about Sears, John. Yeah, I was thinking about Sears. And Sears is concerned about getting inventory for Christmas. And if they're concerned about getting inventory for Christmas, if the price to the cost of borrowing money goes up, Sears suppliers would probably be reining in some of their inventory, not letting Sears have it on credit, right? Wouldn't that happen, which would just make the situation even worse? And that's just one small example, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so raising interest rates is bad for sales, isn't it?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, because they went so low with interest rates, that did great damage to the pension funds. Now, if you just try to raise the interest rates back to a normal level, that's good for the pension funds, but ends up being bad for the rest of the economy. It's a tangled web, and mm-hmm. You know, this is some of the joy that you get in taking a finance course.
Yeah, I wanted to get a refund on mine, 6 years worth. Okay, what's next?
Well,
I'll
go off the links I have. I wanted to talk a bit about the election, and you know, I'm as happy as anybody about not having the witch in office and all the damage she would do. But there is nothing that Trump can do to stop the financial collapse. It's like I've been saying for years now. It's like you're driving. I guess you can get in the picture in your mind of the Thelma and Louise scene where, you know, the car is heading towards the edge of the cliff. Now you get to a point that no matter how hard you slam on your brakes, you're still going to go over the cliff. And while, you know, I wish there, well, I guess there would be an alternative, but it would take such a change in lifestyle and people, including Christians, deciding to do things God's way, which I don't see happening. You know, and especially I think for those of us that remember the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s time frame, we can't go back to an America like that. I kind of wish we could. It wasn't perfect, but there were a lot of things that were a lot nicer than what we experience today. And besides that, we've got demographics changes, which is even tougher to talk about without having visuals. And to try and go back, yes, that situation's hopeless. To try to go forward without a financial collapse, no, we can't avoid that. And I think that's why we're here at USA Prepares, because we want to try to give you education about what you can do, you know, at least for your family and you know, those you love. And, you know, like I said, I wish we could do better, but let's look at what has not changed. One thing that hasn't changed is the unfunded liability problem of Social Security and Medicare. If you look at the financial report of the United States, the auditors will not sign off on the unfunded liability section because it doesn't conform to GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles. And even at that, it's still saying that we need more than $70 trillion. When you look at a GAAP representation of those numbers, over $100 trillion, which is more than all the money in the world. But when you look at the assumptions that were used in that, very poor assumptions, you know, that's described in my book, The Financial State of the Union. And Professor Kotlikoff uses the Congressional Budget Office's alternate fiscal scenario, which uses at least some more realistic, and I think this too over-optimistic numbers, but it's still, you know, not as rosy as what's used in the Financial Report of the United States. And Professor Kotlikoff comes up with a number that's over $200 trillion. In fact, his last report was $206 trillion. And that's more than twice all the money in the world. And that's not what it takes to what we need to pay out. That's what we need today, earning 5.7% interest in order to pay for those items into the future. So even if that much money existed, you then have the problem of where do you invest it to get that 5.7% return. It's an impossible situation, and it's, you know, short of getting rid of Social Security and Medicare, that problem is not going away. But that's not what is going to take us down. We have the pension funds, which we've already talked about how they're popping, and it's probably going to get much worse. And they're only a few trillion dollars compared to the 100 or 200 trillion that we've talked about for Social Security and Medicare. And in addition to what's listed for Social Security and Medicare, no matter which one you're using, the 100 trillion or 200 trillion, neither one of those takes into account the job losses that's coming because of robotics and artificial intelligence. When you start losing those millions of jobs, and some of those are pretty good paying jobs, they can't all become waiters, even getting the low paying jobs. That's going to cause a lot less money to go into Social Security, Medicare, and pension funds. The situation is just going to accelerate, getting worse. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, what the final straw is, but it's coming.
John, you have not wavered one iota on that position about the financial collapse's absolute certainty. And we don't know when, but class, why don't you prepare as if you really believe it's going to happen, because I do. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And I'm at the news tab.
Well, I want to continue on with the election for just a tad more. I've been saying that we'll see a financial collapse unless World War III ends first. And that still hasn't changed, but some probabilities have changed because of the election. Had Hillary won, I think it would be very likely that we'd be going to war with Russia, because Trump is coming in. It looks like, even if Barry tries some provocation, that Russia would probably restrain itself, because they don't want war. But if war is inevitable, they're going to strike first and go for the win. We still have issues of we could have terrorist attacks where a country like Iran or North Korea could, you know, park the freighter off the coast and launch an EMP attack. We could have a group of terrorists come in, and if they know what the nine large transformers are or where they're located, they could launch an attack and take those out, bring down the grid. Cyber attack is still on the table. But again, if that would be a major player like Russia or China, and they would not like the retaliation. And as the wild card, we still have the possibility of the sun sending off a coronal mass ejection. And just as a reminder, the Carrington event occurred during a solar minimum, and that's what we're going into. So we're not totally out of the woods on the grid downside of things, but it does reduce the odds of that happening, at least in the near term. Now, that brings up the other side I've talked about. If we don't have grid down, then we get an expansion of all this lovely technology that we've been talking about. So when the financial collapse comes, you know, how likely is it that a President Trump would go to war to divert the attention from the problems? I think he's less likely to do that. I think he'd be looking at ways of trying to have international agreement to combat the bad economic times. And whether you like it or not, that gets into more and more of this wonderful technology with all the surveillance and control attached to it. And even if by some miracle we could get the Congress, the President, and the courts of the United States to ban the use of technology for the purposes that we don't like, that still leaves the rest of the world with the technology. And as we're finding out, it's getting to be into smaller and smaller packages, which makes it easier and easier to bring into the country and deploy. So that type of technology would still likely be used, even if made illegal by the United States government. And unfortunately, with the win, most of the people that voted for Trump more than likely will think they've done their duty and that the Republicans are going to take care of things. And they can go back to sleep, go back to planning the Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's this time of year where a lot of people tune out of the news cycle and won't pick up again until probably around inauguration time. So I'm going to be dialing back my news a little bit to try and work on content to get ready to present when people start paying attention to what's going on in the world.
Yep, and Rich Sheban's going to be with us tomorrow, specifically on what you're talking about, John Reagan, and that is what we can do. What can the villagers do to help President-elect Donald Trump save our nation? We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why do you got your?
Take my.
When you go to the
season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. I just have a comment about these protests. So we've got thousands of people coast to coast taking to the streets and protesting the selection of Donald Trump. And so we've got from New England, to Kansas City and to the West Coast. We've got traffic disrupting protests, and these are people who refuse to accept the selection of Donald Trump. And I just have this question that I'd like to ask those who are protesting. About 2,500 people, Americans, 2,500 Americans have died in Afghanistan, in Iraq, under the President Obama administration, of which Hillary Clinton was part. Why are you protesting Donald Trump? How many people has he killed? Nobody that I know of. Just asking. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a quick question for John. John, I see that, you know, we watch, I know what all the things that you're saying, and I see it coming just like you. But I'm curious as to why do you think the stock market has been skyrocketing, I mean, to all-time highs, and at the same time, gold and silver has been plummeting. And I'm curious with, you know, not too much changing, what is there out there that, because I'm not online, what is there out there that is causing this as far as you can see?
Now, we still live in a manipulated market. And until there's, I'd say, more transparency in the gold and silver markets, you're going to see this type of volatility where paper gold and silver is being used to manipulate the prices of real gold and silver. The stock markets are looking ahead, and there's some expectation, especially with the belief that interest rates are going to go up, that there will be another round of QE. And when you look at the past, that QE has gone into propping up the stock market.
Okay, so, but if there is this interest rate rise, do you think, like the Fed, I'm talking about the Federal Reserve, probably is going to raise interest rates probably a quarter point, I would think, in December. What effect will that have, do you think, on the stock market?
It's hard to say. In the near term, almost anything can happen. And what you think should be a negative drag can quite often turn around and go the other way. And what you think is positive news can turn around and bring things down. That's why it's so difficult to try and predict what the stock market's going to do. You pretty much have to pick individual stocks, know them, understand their trend, and you know, go with the psychology that's going on at the time.
John, also there's a general trend, a flight toward safety in perilous times, and one of those trends would be to move toward precious metals during those times of danger. And there is an illusion that there's not much danger anymore, right? Because Donald Trump has been selected. And I think that's part of it. Do you agree?
I believe so. They believe that there's going to be you know, some smoother sailing ahead, some changes in laws and regulations that would allow for certain things to happen, especially for the energy industry, where we may see coal plants come back. Mm-hmm. It's good for oil. Unfortunately, the economy is so bad, even with improved opportunities for oil. And I've got a couple of articles today. You know, Toyota and Nissan say that the automotive market's going sideways, and GM is cutting 2,000 jobs. Things are not good in the auto segment.
Yeah, my understanding is that some of the Japanese manufacturers are reducing the amount of exports into the United States in terms of automobiles. Is that true?
Well, yes, and there's a combination of factors. You know, we've talked about the student loan problem. You know, We've got over $1 trillion worth of student loan debt now. And then we also have, you know, the graduates either not finding jobs or not finding jobs in their area. And they don't have the money that previous generations had. In addition, you've got that demographics change where you've got a smaller population from the baby boomers that would be using cars. And as the baby boomers retire, a lot of times they go down from, you know, say two cars to one car because they don't need two cars because you don't have two people going in different directions for work. So all of that is factoring into this car and light truck problem.
Mm-hmm. And there's a post that you link to that says Toyota and Nissan say the U.S. auto market has peaked. And that's on Bloomberg, Bloomberg Markets. And and so they paired their forecast by 60,000 vehicles. That's Toyota.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Kyle, that was a great question about the market. Excellent question.
The other thing I was wondering, John, is that because we've seen things, you know, like the parallels between the 1929 crash and this one, and I'm wondering if all of these things aren't setting up some kind of a huge crash to take everybody off guard because everybody's down. And I'm like you guys, you know, I'm kind of breathing a sigh of relief here for, you know, a week or two and letting this sink in. But I've not stopped anything as far as getting ready as much as I possibly can. But I'm just curious what your thoughts are about, you know, what about setting this thing up with everybody? Because everybody's looking on the level of, well, maybe there's jobs coming. Maybe there's going to be more construction, you know, and those kind of things. But at the same time, there's this looming financial dire straits that we're entering into that nobody sees. And I'm just curious, you know, because the Bank of Germany, I'm sure, is still not any better off. And if that goes, then, you know, something causing the financial to collapse to start that way.
And we've got other banks in Europe, you know, Italy, Greece, Spain. It's not good. Keep in mind, we've also got Japan has been having problems for a couple of decades, and nothing they've tried has worked. Yes, there's a number of different directions this can come from. Like I've been saying, they can take it down anytime just by raising the interest rate. But I'm looking at what might they do, and this is just pure conjecture on my part. I'm thinking that right now they wouldn't want to make a change, let Obama leave office, get Trump in there, and then wait about 6 weeks or so, you know, getting beyond the attention span of most of the people before they even try anything. And that way they want to get as much blamed on Trump as possible.
All righty, gentlemen. Thanks. That's all I had, Vince. Thanks.
Very good, Kyle. Thank you. And, Kyle, thank you for sharing with our class that you have not slowed down on your preparation efforts, and neither have I. I'm continuing to prepare and to brace for the worst. I don't think that the selection of Donald Trump has really it's changed some attitudes. It's changed people's outlook so that they may have more hope, real hope, as compared to Barry's hope. But if you think about it, think about all those shovel-ready jobs that Barry and the bandits had promised us. We haven't even made the shovels, let alone the jobs to men and women, the shovels. Right, John?
Right. And, you know, I do think that we get to look forward to not having an assault on our gun rights, that these, you know, especially the criminal illegals be deported, you know, some nice positive things happening. But it's, you know, my point is there's nothing he can do with the financial problem. There, you know, if he manages to spark the economy a little bit, maybe that makes a few months difference. But we're just so deep in debt that we can't take any more debt. And if interest rates actually do go up, then that makes the debt service even worse at a time when we're already short on income.
Mm-hmm.
John,
I had a question for
another. I've got another question for you, John, real quick. What would happen if Trump gets mad at the Federal Reserve and were to turn around and nationalize that? What would that accomplish?
Not really a whole lot when it comes to, it would put the control of the interest rate under the government versus the Fed. What kind of change that would make, I think not very much. When it comes to printing the money, the only difference between a United States note and a Federal Reserve note is the United States note, you don't have to pay interest on that. But the way that the agreement is made with the Federal Reserve is the interest we pay, a certain amount of that gets back to the Treasury, because that's the way it's set up is that interest is used to pay for the expenses of the Federal Reserve. And once you get above that, it goes back to the United States. So it doesn't change things. We've also talked about, you know, what can we do about going back to real money, gold and silver. But, you know, that takes well, we've gone so far, that's horrendous.
Kyle, I've got a quick question for you. Can you buy 22 long rifles at Walmart in Montana?
Not once have I been able to get any.
Very good. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are like to eat. Yum.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Captain John Reagan, I had this vision. And so, in this vision, Donald Trump calls for a meeting. He invites Winchester and Remington and CCI, and he says, "Hey, you know, guys, I remember learning how to shoot a .22 rifle when I was a child. Those were great memories. I surely think it'd be nice if you guys would start making them available to the villagers again." And that's the end of the meeting. Wouldn't that be nice? Do you think they'd get the hint? Because I have been to the Chinese factory outlet for years, and they don't have them. They don't have .22s, you know, for the most part. I was able to get them once, and that was because a woman was just putting them on the shelf. And Kyle said he hasn't been able to get them. So when I go to the Chinese factory outlet, every once in a while I'll say, "So you have any .22s? And they always say, "No, no, no." So you ever get them? And the last time I asked was several weeks ago, and the gal behind the counter had a couple of minutes for me, and she said, "We get like one box every couple of months. One box every couple of months." Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So they still have shelf space for 22 long rifles in the milk cartons, and they get one box every couple of months. That does not seem like something that Walmart would do. Something is really up there. Having shelf space for something they get every couple of months that probably sells within minutes does not sound like a good use of shelving space, because there's something up there, and I still don't know what it is. John, back to you.
Now I'm going to try and get through work like a peasant, underemployment, and nuclear winter and preparedness. Research shows that the average American worker took just 16.2 days vacation in 2015. In 13th century, English peasants enjoyed 150 days off a year. And then that got me wondering about taxation, so I looked up Wikipedia. By the middle of the 13th century, tax on movable property had become fixed by convention at our 15th, which would be 6.6% for those in the country, and a 10% for those living in towns. Today, government spending is more than 35% of GDP, and we know that that GDP is much more than what income is. So something higher than 35% of our income goes to feed the government today. The peasants had it good. And to get into nuclear winter, and this article references a recent study, which is from April of 2014. You know, our eyes have been fixed on Syria and Ukraine as possible starting points. And there's another one that is going on that doesn't get as much media attention, and that's what's the tensions between Pakistan and India. And what happens if there's a limited nuclear war, just 100 nuclear warheads used, that'd be, you know, basically say 50 from each side. Well, this says that there would be years worth of cooling, which would be, you know, devastating to growing crops, and an increase in radiation because depleting the ozone layer, which would be devastating for plants and animals. And this would be a difference of 1.6 degrees Celsius the first 5 years, which means if you can't grow food, you have to have it stored. And if you don't know how to raise food, you've got at least a three-year learning curve. So to me, that would translate into, if you're not already raising your own food, you need to have at least 8 years of food stored up should India and Pakistan go to nuclear war.
And with the die-off, what about the grid? How's that grid going to keep running? And how are we going to still have electricity? And how are we going to cool those reactors with diesel fuel that's needed to shut them down? Big problems, John. Big problems. So, class, the bottom line is, don't stop preparing. Don't stop your vigilant efforts to protect you and your family just because Donald Trump has been selected. I'm delighted he was selected, don't get me wrong, but that doesn't mean that I have turned away from preparing. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much for all of your hard work in preparing the lessons. And if you'd like to go to the website, EZE33.org, EZE33.org, or thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.